Scripture reading today comes from the chapter of Mark 16, verses 1 through 7. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be ashamed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you."
Thank you. I titled the message this morning, "Is It Really Relevant?" I mean, life is relevant, isn't it? Food is relevant when you're hungry, you know? Having a place to stay is relevant, and clothes to wear. But you know, if you ask a lot of the young people today about something that may be true, they'll oftentimes really ask you, "Is it relevant? So what?" In fact, we live in a world where truth itself, we don't know whether it's the real truth or not, because there's your truth and my truth. But the reality is, as far as I'm concerned, that the Word of God is the absolute truth. And we hear about that story this morning of the risen Lord and what led up to that. And the question many out there in the world today, and I might be speaking for the most part to the choir this morning, and you might well say, "Well, of course, Dave, it's relevant." But there are a lot of people out there in the world today that are asking the question, "Is what you talk about even relevant? Is Christianity relevant? Is Jesus' life and death and resurrection, is it relevant?" I mean, most people would say jobs are relevant. You've got to have one to have all these other things. Health is relevant because I want to have good health. Other things, we could go on and on what we might think are relevant. But you know, what seems irrelevant is not always the case. And it's interesting in the story that we're talking about today that we start with the book in Isaiah and talk about a story that speaks of something that was going to happen in the future. And it starts with the story of something coming up from a stump. A shoot coming up from the stump. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. Why is this statement even made? Most of us would say perhaps a stump is irrelevant, isn't it? About the only thing that happens with a stump, if it's small enough, is you trip over it and you get hurt. Or a stump that sits there in the woods and it slowly just rots away. Why would this picture be something as shared with us in the book of Isaiah, and it's actually referring to a Savior that was to come in the New Testament? What looks like is very irrelevant to start with is not always the case. And in the case of this, that stump of Jesse was not irrelevant. In fact, what the stump is, it's a reminder of what once was, right? You know, if you see a stump of a tree, especially a big stump, at one point in time, a big mighty tree stood there. And for whatever reason, either it got blown over by something or someone decided to cut it up for wood or whatever the case there, it was in the way of someone's vision, that tree was cut down. But at one point in time, that tree was relevant in that forest or in that place where it was. And now it's just a stump. Why would he use this imagery of a stump? It serves no useful purpose. Israel was literally left as a stump of a nation. At one point, Israel was mighty like the tree. At one point, Israel had conquered all those countries around it, and it was a big empire. Israel was really significant. Israel was it. And now, Israel was a stump. But yet, in this story that Isaiah shares with the people of Israel, and ultimately with those of us in the New Testament, is that stump, ironically, held out hope. It says in Isaiah 6:13 that the holy seed will be the stump of the land, the remnant. That stump will grow again. The stump of Jesse, David's dad, will produce a shoot. And the shoot will become a branch. It is the Messiah, Revelation 5:5. You see, when I look at this text and I see what it's trying to tell us, there's something that was to happen down the road. And you got to realize, to those who were hearing that back in that day, they didn't yet know of the Messiah. They didn't yet know of Jesus that was to come. All that we're told is there's going to be hope. You are a stump, but there's going to be hope. Out of that stump, something's going to rise out of that stump. And it's going to be Jesus. I think what any person today would probably say is, if there's one thing in this world that's relevant, it's hope. It's hope. Because if you don't have hope, you don't have anything. If you don't have hope, you don't have anything. I face people in their life that come to me, they said, I got no hope. They're ready to be done with it. That's what no hope does. If you got no hope, what do you have to live for? And what Isaiah is trying to tell the people of Israel, and what Isaiah is trying to tell those of us who now know of the one who was that hope, is that there is hope, and hope indeed is relevant. And that hope is not in myself, because I always let myself down. The hope that I have always gets skewed or messed up or whatever it might be by what happens in life. I wanted to get a good sleep last night. I had hope I would have a good sleep last night. But no, what happens? The bridge closes. So Dave, go over to the church. And let's open the church for people who have no hope of getting across to St. Ignace. And so, some of us gave him hope last night. Hope is relevant. And he's using this imagery because out of a very humble beginning came hope. And there was a Messiah that was going to come that was going to give them hope. And I say, especially to the young people today that say, is it really relevant? I say to them, hope is, isn't it? And what do you have hope in right now? Who's going to save our world? No person is going to save our world. No government is going to save our world. The only one that's ultimately going to save us is Jesus Christ. Because all these other things are temporary. May last for a season. I have hope that we have a wonderful and beautiful world for our kids, their kids, generations to come. I'm close enough to the Lord coming back. I'm thinking, take me, Lord. I don't care. Woohoo! You know, what a blessed future I have. But for the next generation, the generation after that, I want them to have life on this earth that has purpose for them. I want them to have hope, mostly hope in the one that's eternal hope, not all these other hopes that run out of steam and then you have no hope again. You see, Jesus is relevant because out of that stump came a seed and a branch and a tree. The irrelevance of a stump became the marker for the Messiah. Hope sprang from hopelessness. You see? And that's why I think for anyone who finds that they have no hope, if they would just recognize the relevance of what Jesus did for them, they can have hopefulness. From Israel's checkered past came a hope-filled future. You know why Israel became a stump? Because of their own sin. You know why you and I, in a sense, are like a stump? It's because of our own sin. But if we'll allow the one who gives us hope to enter into our hearts and say, I have given you new life because I have forgiven you of all your sin. I've forgiven you even though you are a stump. And I'm going to create something brand new in you. And I'm going to give you hope. Not a hope that lasts for a season, but a hope that is eternal. The hope that Isaiah speaks about, that we in the New Testament found out about, and that you right now sitting in the pews know that Jesus is hope and Jesus is relevant. And as we live our life on this earth, all the other things that go on, they come and they go, they rise and they lower. There's good, there's bad, there's so many things that go on. But in all of that, we have hope. We have hope. From death springs life. From the stump, because the stump's dead. From that stump, life came. From Jesus' death, resurrection came. Into a sin-stained world came a seed that became the branch that was the Messiah. Why is that relevant? Because it concerns life and death. It concerns purpose and knowledge. It concerns hunger and satisfaction. And I'm not talking about the hunger that is satisfied by a Milky Way. I'm talking about a hunger that is satisfied by a Savior. Jesus is relevant because he saves us from ourselves. Left to our own doing, we bring ourselves to ruin. Left to our own doing, we do become a stump. But in Christ, he saves us from ourselves. Sin brought death, for the wages of sin is death, but he brings life, Jesus Christ. We bring frustration, he brings satisfaction and purpose. If you don't think that's relevant, you don't have a brain. I'm sorry. If you don't think that's relevant, you don't have a brain. You aren't going to find it in stuff. You aren't going to find it in yourself. You aren't going to find it in financial security. You're only going to find it in Jesus Christ. Because when I find you on your deathbed and you've got stuff, you've got money, you've got family, you've got a nice home, you've got all the stuff you ever really asked for and wanted. But if you don't have Jesus, what do you have? Nothing. Jesus, folks, if you don't know it this morning, Jesus is relevant. He's not just relevant. He's the answer to everything that ails you. And I want you to know that today. Let's pray. God, we got so much coming our way in this world we live in. Everybody trying to tell us that if you have this, it'll fix that. You'll be happy if you have this. God, all the stuff that gets thrown at us is only temporary. It can be taken away in a moment. I think about war-torn areas in our world where people live and love and do, and a war breaks out, now it's gone. Or a natural disaster takes place and we had invested our whole life in this home, and all of a sudden a tornado takes it away. We have the stuff that we have, and all of a sudden we find ourselves financially destitute and we can't afford it anymore, so we have to let go of it. But this is one thing that we never have to let go, that you gave it to us unconditionally because you love us in its salvation. The salvation that we have in Jesus Christ gives us something we never had on earth. A driveway made of gold. A salvation that is eternal. A forgiveness that is unconditional. God, there's not a person here that falls outside of your grace. We just need to ask for your grace and mercy, accepting that you did what you did for us on the cross, and you rose again, that we could have eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. Thank you for that gift, and I pray it for every single person here. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.